My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
From the Brown side of things today, I mean, it's Amari Cooper getting traded here. And I think what's interesting about this is something you and I were going to talk about before. I don't know the you-know-what hit the fan was the fact that Kevin Stefanski continues to say things like, I'm in charge of football decisions. Mm-hmm. And whether you believe him or not, I don't know necessarily that's what matters. I do think that Kevin is in an almost impossible situation trying to rally the troops when the troops are scattering in 50,000 different directions. I wouldn't surprise me if Kevin was kind of the one saying, hey, love Amari, I need one less distraction in this clubhouse.
I get it. It's a good point. You want as few distractions as you possibly can, but I look at it now, like, sell that locker room how you became a better football team. Like, sell that locker room on the idea that you can just trade Amari Cooper and all of a sudden you're going to try to compete for something that's worthwhile. Like, I get what you're saying. It is a miserable spot to be in, and if he was a cancer in the locker room, you had to get rid of him, Nick, but I think it's a really hard sell to the other wide receivers. I think it's a hard sell to pieces of the offense, even pieces of the defense. When you see someone that's been a Pro Bowler as many times as he has, a 1,000-yard receiver, not only twice while here, but in every spot he's ever been, and he's the one that quits on you, it's hard to then turn around and sell that to everyone else.
I think the sell is we just got rid of $25 million that wasn't doing his job.
I get it, but it also just screams we're a 1-5 football team, and now the yard sale sign is up, and if people want anyone, they just come on by and tell us a price.
Well, see, but why do people assume that this is the team tanking? Because, again, I know tanking is a loaded word here, but I had several people tweeting at us, DMing us in the midst of the Amari trade news, and they're like, oh, we're tanking. I think the next three games decide how deep the cuts go. Because right now, I'll tell you, everybody who's on the block, and it's all guys on one-year deal. Like, maybe a healthy Jed Wills. I don't know why you do it, but meaning, like, from the other side of things.
Sure.
I think Jed Wills. I think Zadarius. I think those guys make sense. I don't think we're at a point where we're talking long-term money here. I don't think that's where, like, when you start to look at guys who have multiple-year deals, who might, if this is a rebuild instead of a retool, I don't think we're there yet. And so I do think, like, so you said earlier, all right, is this the first domino to fall?
Yeah, that's what I wonder, yeah.
But it's not as if there's a definitive second domino, which is Myles Garrett or so, you know, like Deshaun. Like, I think this is still very much a choose-your-own-adventure. This is the opening salvo.
Yeah, but if I am a Zadarius Smith and I'm looking around and seeing what just happened to Amari, maybe over the next three games, I'm trying to find a way that you can send me to a team that would be very competitive. A team like, I don't know, the Lions, for instance, who right now Detroit fans are thinking their season's done without Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay.
I don't know. You can find yourself in a situation like Amari just did.
I like Za'Darius, so this is not anti-Za'Darius, but what? Okay.
Because he's cheaper than Max Crosby. He's going to be cheaper than Micah Parsons. He's cheaper than Myles Garrett, but he's still a really good player.
Just from where I'm at, I said this early, and I said it in kind of a clumsy way, but you've wasted 6 weeks of my time. No, I think Amari Cooper wasted 6 weeks of Browns fans' time. Not my time. But I'm going to be paying attention regardless.
Well, you're a Browns fan, but I get what you're saying.
But, like, to me, it's the same thing. Oh, you want to just be up front. Just, I guarantee you right now, if you want to be done here, just say the magical words. Say pretty please, but say it, and we're going to find you.
We might have more people that would take you up on that offer than maybe we feel comfortable
then
with.
Then they shouldn't be here.
I think what Amari Cooper just showed him is the roadmap how to get out of here.
Yeah, but that roadmap, it's not just Amari. It's Devontae Adams. The roadmap's out there. Like, it's not as if this is uniquely Cleveland problems. No, this is what happens when you lose football games. But here's the thing.
Like, look at Max Crosby, for instance. He just pushed his head coach on Sunday. It's like, well, you want out? That's how you start to do it.
I thought that was the D-line coach. Was that Antonio Pierce? He was just pushing
people. Pushed the coach. Yeah. Pushed multiple coaches. Who knows?
He was an assistant coach, not a head coach. Totally different.
Either way, very healthy.
Daisy.
Very healthy situation we have going on over there in Las Vegas.
He was showing him how you do it.
People are like, oh, the Raiders will never trade him. He's like, I'm just going to push people. I'm going to push people in charge. Maybe this will help expedite the process. Oh, yeah, it might. Yeah, it might.
I've seen, I was going to say worse ideas. No, that's a pretty bad idea. But no, I mean, I think where you and I are actually in lockstep, which is we agree that this could absolutely get worse from here. I don't think it's tanking. Guys, tanking means Miles is gone, Denzel is gone. Like, think about what tanking ensued
right
in 2016 and 2017. Fire sale? Guys, trading guys on one-year deals isn't a fire sale. No, that's just we're not contending this year, and we're just going to get as many assets to see if we can reallocate that, whether that's in the draft or then trading for players in the offseason.
Well, an ideal scenario, Nick, is us doing basically what's a kind of like a mini rebuild, if that's what we have to go through. That's the ideal scenario.
All right, can we brand it better, though? Because a rebuild has a connotation. This is a retool. Because you're still going to try and win next year, whether Deshaun's here or not.
We take the mini part out of it. We just call it a retool.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It does hit softer. Better bedside manner with a retool than a mini rebuild.
Well, it's like tanking, fire sale. These are very scary words. We do not like scary words here. Make it more palatable, right? It's not a dumpster fire. It's a renovation, all right? It's not a fixer-upper. No,
that's not great either.
It's not a tear-down and rebuild. It's a fixer-upper. Come on. Don't you love Chip and Joanna Gaines?
You talked to the real estate agent that I had a couple years ago. Oh, this is very nice. You can fix this up immediately. I'm like, you've never seen me be handy at all.
Yeah, no.
How do you know that I'm doing this job?
Or, hey,
I watch YouTube videos for all my fixes on houses. I can't do this.
You're not looking at this the right way. You're going to be able to fix everything.
Yeah.
And doesn't that sound great?
What projects?
Yeah.
Projects for you guys.
Move-in ready. Who am I? A Kardashian? 216-474-0092. But do you agree? Not a fire sale yet.
No, not yet. But if you're going to draft a quarterback next year and then you're going to start a retooling, then this would be the move that you would make. Well, because it's like you're getting rid of the pieces that have value but don't have value beyond this season. That's what this domino is.
Now.
And so that's why we have a lot of the Za'Darius Smiths and those type of players also come into play as well. Because at 1-5, what you're saying is that we are waving the white flag on this season, and now we're getting the troops ready for next year.
So that's what's interesting here, is if it's a fire sale, the next domino is, all right, sorry, Z, all right, Jed, maybe Joel. I don't know if Joel would welcome that. I think that would be.
He doesn't have that many years left.
I that would be a very unpopular decision
to trade
him.
Football years left. I mean, he's going to be around for a while. Kayla.
May he rest in retirement.
Not putting him 6 feet under just because he's getting a little up there.
But what you said, what I think is really interesting.
The man was 76 years old.
A lot of folks are saying, well, the season's over. You can look at this as a last-ditch effort by the Browns to try and reinstill order before having to fire sale. So, like, there is a part of me that looks at this and goes...
I mean, he dropped passes. He wasn't running around the locker room starting mini fires everywhere.
You don't know that. This organization is not going to tell you. Like Jadavian, you pointed this out the other day. Jadavian.
You're not wrong.
They're like, well, oh, hey, by the way.
You're not wrong.
This guy refused to play on all but third downs because he was mad that Miles was getting the better matchups. That happened in week 7. We found out about it in week 17.
Later. We found out way later.
So, yeah. And by the way, even if they told you, you don't believe them because they stand for nothing. They stand for keeping their jobs, which is smart in the NFL. But this is where the Browns do have a credibility problem here, is if you constantly say nothing, you stand for nothing. Analytics is what we're going for here. Are we football guys? We're smug sometimes. We're
more than sometimes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the right way because I don't want to go too hard on Kevin and Andrew because they're doing what they think is best. I might disagree with how they're doing it. I still don't think they're morons. I just don't think maybe they're batting 100 right now. All right?
What I do think is interesting, though, is the idea that they are definitely preparing for next year, which tells me that they both believe, or at least Andrew Berry believes, he's going to still be in charge next year.
Yeah, I think one of those two guys will
like he's making these moves as if that's the reality.
So, one, I'll just be honest with you, because this Kevin Stefanski does nothing, his hands are tied. This is the dumbest narrative we've ever done. Guys, he's a head coach of an NFL team. I'm not saying he has absolute power. I'm not saying he has Belichickian power. Nobody believes that. But somehow the national media has inceptioned us all to believe that Kevin just has no power. It's not true.
I heard him referred to as a hostage earlier today.
Yes, guys, hostages don't
make... Stefanski was a hostage. That's what I heard.
Hostages don't make millions of dollars.
It wasn't. There was no alliteration there. It was just hostage Stefanski. I was like, you could be more clever than that.
And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, for Amari Cooper to have been traded, Kevin had to have signed off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're not saddling him with the Sean. You're not saddling him with a team full of guys who are paid a lot of money to not do their jobs and all the other things, building a new offense, all these things that allegedly, you're not doing that and then trading his best receiver unless he wants it.
Let's say the light bulb does go on for Deshaun, and let's say Stefanski has this thing figured out with whatever offense he's trying to run. Does he even have the weapons? Does he have the horses to even try to make Deshaun look good if he can get into a spot where he actually can complete passes? Because I just don't know that you have it right now. Judy's your number one.
Before.
If you had a good Amari Cooper, we don't have a good Amari Cooper. I get it. But like, you see how this puts Deshaun a little behind the eight ball here? Like, we're asking him then to be great when who can win with this lot of wide receivers? Maybe Mahomes, and that's about it.
I just think we're putting a lot of emphasis on the receivers when it's not even the biggest problem on the team. It's everything. And this is, listen.
No, but we're trying to give Deshaun a fair evaluation, are we not? And like at this point and moving forward, it's just that part feels sunk to me.
What is any of this fair? None of this is fair.
But it feels sunk. Like if Deshaun stinks. But now it feels like even if he gets back to a version of Deshaun that we would find acceptable, he's got no way of even getting there with the wide receivers the way it is.
But see, that's the problem is we're thinking of Amari from 6 weeks ago. The guy we used to know. It's not. Different guy showed up. Business Amari showed up, and it was disastrous for the Browns. It was one good play, And what, nine?
Okay, but by that logic, then Deshaun never had a chance.
Well, no, because again,
bad Amari Cooper, again, new version of Amari Cooper that just stinks. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jeudy is not a number one on any team. He's fine. He's not a number one. Then what are we doing?
Yeah, well, in fairness.
Was Deshaun ever given a fair shake then?
So if I'm, I'm so sick of fair shakes. This is the NFL. This is not Kumbaya hour with you know, howdy freaking duty. Like, at some point, like, this is where the rubber meets the road for me.
If I'm Deshaun, this is the statement I'm putting out to the whole entire world. I'm getting his little Deshaun bots out there, and this is what I'm going with.
Are they still on the payroll?
I mean, the money's not running out.
A lot of downsizing going around. I want to make sure that's not part of it.
He knew the check was still clearing regardless. I don't know why the downsizing would happen.
I just didn't know if they had to reallocate that money for the latest settlement.
I do like calling them Deshaun bots, though. It feels like they work for him, you know?
But I think for what you're saying, though, like, that's the problem. My problem with Amari is Amari didn't man his side of the street. I have no problem with you being upset about being in trade talks or not getting your contract. Okay, but you can't let it affect you.
No, but Amari, we went over this earlier, though. Amari got what he wanted.
And with Deshaun, I'm sorry. I don't care. You don't like this? Play better. Hey, you don't like this? Don't isolate yourself.
It's an unfair standard because we don't do that to any other quarterback. We don't do it to any other quarterback. We'd look at this wide receiver situation with a bad Amari and what it turned out to be, where it clearly looks like Amari was just trying to get his way out of here, and we'd say this isn't right. We say it for Mahomes all the time.
He's got a
first ballot Hall of Fame tight end.
He's not every other quarterback. This is where we've got to stop. We got to stop comparing Deshaun to anyone else. Deshaun is not playing well now, and no one's going to save Deshaun except Deshaun.
But you can see why Haslam, and you can see why the front office, why they're not pulling the cord on Deshaun, because they're looking at all these scenarios, and they're seeing, obviously they saw this before we did, that Amari was just trash, and he wasn't the same version of Amari. I think this is where the grace for Deshaun is coming from the front office and from the Haslams. This is where that 1-5% chance that the light bulb will go on, this is where and why it exists, Nick.
I do think that you made this trade in the betterment of Deshaun, because Deshaun could not have any hope in Amari after 9 drops in 6 games. No matter if it had to do with Amari and Deshaun or Amari and the team. But to get back to it, this is where Deshaun's playing because he's making $230 million. There's no, and I like 11 of 12 in the second half. Guys, it's 12 passes versus, I don't know, a full season now of passes in 3 years that haven't been up to the snuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like this idea of, well, are you bailing? No. Listen, this might help Deshaun get better because he's got one less guy to drop passes out there who's making $25 million. This maybe if Deshaun and Amari weren't friends, maybe this helps him there. But this, to get back to this idea of, well, what about Deshaun? I don't care. Go out there and play. And the one thing that Deshaun has not made an effort to get people to know him here through any of the various media outlets. Deshaun has not done, from what all I ever hear from that locker room, is it's a bunch of people, you know, backslapping and having fun and talking, and Deshaun by himself. That doesn't get you any closer. Like, this is I don't know how many more come to Jesus moments you need for Deshaun to snap out of it and say, who was the guy in Houston that was the life of every party, and how do I get back to being that? Doesn't matter if it's fair. This is where it is. You either get better, you put the work in, you change your attitude, you own your side of the street, or you just hope that a change of scenery saves your ass in the future.
But you said it yourself right there. This move was made to benefit Deshaun Watson. The way that this season has all been looked at in the prism of Barry and Haslam and everyone else, it is, how can we help out Deshaun? And this is what this was.
216-474-0092. Are we using the word tanking to describe the Browns? More from you guys next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.